from the burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil, victory wins. There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power.
Blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is there's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. How many of you know today that Jesus has power? Jesus has power. You need to understand that there's a power in the blood of Jesus. When Jesus went to the cross, when He died on that cross, when He arose, there was power in the resurrection of Jesus. There is so much power in Jesus. I'm here today and I want to pray that God would fill you with power, that Jesus Christ would fill you with power. And as you wait and pray, I'm praying that Jesus would fill you with the power. In 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind or discipline. We're talking about power, that God has come to give you power. God did not come to give you a spirit of fear, but He came to give you a power over everything that makes you afraid. What is it now that you're afraid of? Jesus is going to give you that power to overcome the fear of Satan. See, Satan wants to make you afraid, but Jesus wants to give you power to overcome your fears. We know that the Bible says that even Moses was afraid, and a lot of God's people become afraid, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus does not want to give you that spirit of fear, but He wants to give you a power, a love, and a sound mind. Here is the allusion to the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. This was communicated with such terrible majesty as to engender fear in all of the Israelites. So Israel was afraid so many times. Even Moses on the occasion did exceedingly fear and tremble. The gospel was ushered in a much milder manner. Everything was placed on a level with the human intellect and within reach of every human spirit. Nothing was terrific, nothing forbidding, but all was inviting. The very spirit and genius of it was the spirit of power and love and a sound mind in 2 Timothy 1:7. You see that power is what Jesus Christ wants to give you to overcome all the obstacles in your life. Power is what He wants to give you. Jesus wants to give you power in your marriage, power in your finances, power in every avenue of your life. But Satan wants to make you afraid, but Jesus wants to give you power. Yes, there is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power. Now, I'm here to tell you today, instead of fear, some versions say bondage, that Satan wants to put you in fear and bondage, but God hath not given us the spirit of bondage. No, He did not give us a spear of servitude, no, but a power to work miracles and to confound enemies and to support us in our trials and enable us to do that which is lawful and right in His sight, and of love which enables us to hear, to believe, to hope, and to endure all things, and is the incentive of all obedience of a sound mind. Yes, Jesus Christ does not want to give you a spirit of timidity, no, or a spirit of fear, no, but a power, a love, and a sound mind. How many of you know that there's power in the blood of Jesus? He wants to give you self-possession and government according to some, but a sound mind implies much more. It means a clear understanding. God wants to give you, Jesus wants to give you a clear understanding of all circumstances of your life, a clear understanding of what you have to do next, a clear understanding on who you shall marry, a clear understanding on where you should work, on where you should go. Jesus wants to give you a sound judgment. He wants to make sure your decisions are sound, a sound judgment. He wants to give you a rectified will to achieve, a strong will with holy passions, with heavenly tempers in the Word. He wants your whole body to harmonize in all its powers and faculties. Yes, how many of you know that Jesus Christ wants you to be filled with His power and to complete and to influence as to think and to speak and to act aright in all things? The apostle says that God hath given the spirit of these things, and they are not fictitious. They are not assumed for times or circumstances. These powers are a radical powers and tempers, each produced by its proper principles. I'm here to tell you today that our Lord Jesus Christ has power, and there is power in the blood of Jesus. Can I get an amen today? I don't know what you're afraid of today, but I'm here to tell you that my Jesus has power to overcome your fears. My Jesus has power to resurrect and to make you believe again. Oh, come on, somebody. You need to understand that today, that in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God had not given us a spirit of fear, but a power. Yes, He did not give you a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Isn't that wonderful today? That God wants to give you a spirit of power. There's a power. Although power is here, it's printed in lowercase, it's referring to the inner and to the abiding quality and character of the Christian men and women. Yet the Spirit is not native to man, nor is achievement. It is God's gift. Yes, God wants to give you a gift of His power. He wants to give you a gift of power. Have you ever had a gift given to you that was wrapped up? Jesus wants to give you power. Yes, the Bible says that He did not give you a spirit of fear. Yes, that God did not give you a spirit of fear. See, that fear that you have comes from the enemy. That fear you have, that comes from Satan. Only fear comes from Satan. This fearfulness, this timidity, this cowardice, this is also applied to the word Christians do not need to have such feelings of fear, for God wishes them to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. How many of you today are afraid of something? I'm here to tell you that Jesus does not want you to be afraid, but He wants you to walk in the power. He wants you to walk in His power and knowing that that you are strong with Jesus Christ. You see, Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. You see, Jesus wants you to be strong, and He wants you to have strength in His power. In His power. Can somebody say to me, power? Yes, there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Yes, He did not give us this timorous or this servile spirit. This is said in order to encourage Timothy, who is not improperly modest or different, but a power to encounter the foes and dangers, a power to bear up under trials, a power to triumph in persecution. That is, it is the nature of the gospel to inspire the minds with holy courage. I don't know about you, but Jesus wants you to have some holy courage today. I'm praying for holy courage on America today. There needs to be some holy courage. However, in Luke 24:49, and behold, I am sending forth the promise to my Father upon you, but you are to stay in the city until you are clothed, what? With power from on high. How many of you today will love power from on high? I don't know about you today, but I want the power of Jesus from on high. I want the power to fall down on me upon high. I want America once again to receive that power on high from Jesus Christ. Yes, not only does the Bible say that for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, a love, and a sound mind, and of love of God and to the souls of men. A tendency of this also is to cast out fear. For the Bible says in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfect in love. Love is the opposite of fear. And to make the mind bold and constant, nothing will do more to inspire courage and to make a man fearless of danger or ready to endure privation and persecution than love. You see, why do soldiers go and fight for America? Because they love their country. They're not afraid to face danger for the love of their country. Men fight, and they fight why? For the love of their wives and children and their homes. Yes, this is what the Bible is saying. To make a man fearless of danger. See, Jesus wants you to be fearless in the times of danger for the love of your country, for the love of your wife, for the love of your children, and the love of your home. To make the most timid bold when they are assailed. And the love of Christ and of dying world nerves the soul to great enterprises, to sustain it in the deepest sorrows. You see, the Bible is very clear that Jesus Christ wants you to have power, wants you to have authority, wants you to have a sound mind. The Greek word here of sound mind denotes one of a sober mind, a man of prudence and discretion, the state referred to here in which the mind is a well-balanced and under right influence, in which it sees things in their just proportions and relations, and which is not feverish or excited, but when everything is in its proper place, it was the state of mind in which Timothy was exhorted to cultivate, this which Paul regarded as too necessary to the performance of the duties of his office. It is needed now for the minister of the Bible of Jesus as it was then. Come on, somebody. This state of mind, this influence, this well-balanced mind, a sound mind is what Jesus Christ wants you to have. Jesus Christ wants you not only to be fearless, but He wants to give you a power. He wants to give you a love, and He wants to give you a sound mind. I don't know about you today, but mind control is at an all-time high. When you go to church, your mind is being controlled. When you watch television, all the major networks want to control your mind. When you go to school or universities, your mind's being controlled. When you're out on the highway and you're driving the roads, all the billboards are now controlling your mind. Seems to be that mind control is at a high rate today in America. Mind control is at an all-time high. This is why Jesus Christ wants you to have a sober mind, a well-balanced mind. He wants you to have the mind of Christ once again. I don't know about you, but there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ, and such is the Spirit of God who's called the power from on high. That's in Luke 24:49, in which the minds of Christ's servants are fortified against reproaches and persecutions for His sake, and are strengthened to resist Satan's temptations, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. Yes, to quit themselves in opposition of false teachers, and to do the will and the work of Jesus with what? The power on high. I don't know about you today, but Jesus Christ has power, and He wants you to take the power that belongs to Him. And He says, wait. I don't know what you're going through today, but if you just wait and pray, the power of Jesus is going to fall upon you. You're going to start having more power, and you're going to start being fearless. And this power is going to be the power to overcome Satan's attack. Remember, fear comes from Satan, but power comes from what? Jesus Christ. And every authority comes from Jesus. In John chapter 1 verse 3, all things came into being through Him. Apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. By what? Jesus Christ's power, everything came into being. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, for by Him all things were created, both the heavens and the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether throne or dominions or rulers or powers or authorities, all things have been created through Jesus, by and for Jesus. Jesus holds all the power. He has power over the heavens and the earth. We serve a mighty God who has power. A lot of you timid souls out there, you don't believe that Jesus has power. He has power to overcome everything in your life. Every fear, every dangers, every worry, every thoughts that's in you, Jesus' power can overcome. Every worry, every doubt, every fear, His power can overcome. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Colossians 1:17. Yes, in Hebrews 1:3, and He is the radiance of His glory and exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the Word and His power. Everything holds together by Jesus' power, and that same power that holds everything together, that same power who creates the heavens and the earth, that same power wants to dwell in man, that same power He wants to give you. If you would pray and ask God to give me power, see, some of you need to pray that the Lord would give you power to overcome every circumstance in your life. Yes, Jesus Christ wants to give you power. Because there's power in that blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, He is able to also save forever those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives and to make intercession for them. In Hebrews 7:25. Oh, come on, somebody. We serve a very powerful God. In Luke chapter 4, verse 32, and they were amazed at His teaching, for His message was with authority, or His message was with power. How many of you know today that the Bible has power? How many of you know today that Jesus has power? Oh, come on. In Matthew 8:27, the men were amazed and said, what kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey Him? You see, God has the power. Jesus Christ has the power to calm the winds, to calm the storms of your life. I don't know about you, but if we turn back to Jesus, and if we ask Jesus to fill us with His power, He will give us strength to overcome all the fears of our lives. He will give us strength to overcome all the concerns of our lives. This power of Jesus called the Holy Spirit is going to give you power to overcome every obstacle in your life. I don't know about you today, but you need to understand that Jesus has power, and He's not just some statue. He's not just some picture on the wall. Jesus Christ has power, and that power from the Holy Spirit. There is power in the blood of Christ. Oh, come on, when He arose from the grave, He showed power, that He had power even over death. I don't know about you, but this kind of power He wants to give to you to overcome your fears, and He wants to give you a love, a perfect love, and He wants to give you a well-balanced mind that discerns. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but Jesus Christ has power. And come on, somebody, I know today that the power of Jesus Christ can make America strong again, can make your church strong again, can make your life strong again. Jesus wants to give you that power. Why are you not turning to Jesus? Why are you not giving your hopes? And why are you not asking Jesus? Because He is going to give you power. Oh, there's power. Power, one in working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, one in working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There's power in Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in Your name. Even the demons are subject underneath the power of Jesus. You see, Jesus has power that Satan has to submit to. But in Matthew 9:6, but so that you may know the Son of Man what has power, that he has power on earth to forgive sins. And he said to the paralytic, get up, pick up your bed and go home. Don't you know that Jesus has power over your sickness right now? I'm here to tell you, he has power. He has power to heal you. I want that power of healing, that Jesus Christ has power. There's blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Oh, there's power. Power. You want that power? You see, the Bible is very clear that Jesus Christ is a God of power. And when Jesus spoke, he spoke with power. When Jesus raised the dead, he raised it what? With power. This is what I think we have to cry out and ask the Lord to give us power to overcome Satan, who has opened up the floodgates of hell in America. And we need the power of Jesus to come against Satan in all his mind control, in all his manipulation, the power of Jesus. Hebrews 2:14, therefore, since the children share in the flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, and through the death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Yes, you need to understand something, that Jesus Christ overcame the power of death, and you need to understand that death came from Satan, and death put Jesus on the cross, but Jesus arose. So Jesus, he arose from the power of death. I don't know about you today, but Jesus has power. And my prayer to you is that you would pray, that you would pray for this power. You would pray for the power. The power that casts out all fear. The power that is perfect in love. The power that gives you a sound mind. Yes, this is the kind of power we need in Jesus. And this is the kind of power that we need in your lives and my lives. We need this kind of power back in our church. We need this kind of power back in America. Yes, there is power in the blood of Jesus. And if you pray and wait, that power of Jesus will fall upon you. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's power.